You are now listening to Cult 45, the only cult movie podcast that puts hair on your chest. So sit back, relax, pour up, and turn up.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm Beat 'Em Down.
And I'm Random Randy Savage.
And we're Cold 45. And guys, huge shout out and huge thank you to 8-Bit Geek, who's letting us jump in on the 8-Bit Geek Horror Fest for all of October. And what's the subject of doing? Reboots, right?
Reboots and remakes and sequels and whatnots and spooky, scary skeletons that shiver down your spine.
The funk of 2,000 years. But we're gonna be talking about Pet Sematary, and we're gonna break it down from root of the zoo. We're gonna just jump around a bit and talk about the shit. But I just wanna give a huge thanks to 8-Bit Geek for letting us get in on Horror Fest yet again, which is dope. We had a lot of fun doing Cloverfield Paradox.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Okay, so like I feel like this movie wouldn't land as well for me, if I didn't see the original.
I think so too. I feel like that was a thing. Like, if you didn't know about Pet Sematary to begin with, then it falls in those same traps of like the Crimes of Grindelwald or what was the other one?
But Captain
like
Marvel.
Captain Marvel was like, there's too much information that you may have missed in the last showing. That, hey, you know why? Because of this thing, or like we were expecting something to happen, and it was like, nope, it's a twist now. And I'm like,
how much of the trailer did you see? Because the trailer fucked up a lot of key moments, though.
Like I saw the trailer, and I was like, okay, so I knew that the girl was gonna get, like, you know, the girl instead of the baby was gonna get hit with the truck. That was in the trailer.
Right. Like, what the fuck?
And then I saw the ankle, and I was like, okay, so the ankle meat's going to get hit in the movie too. And I was like, oh, you're giving away a lot.
That's two, like, really, like, big, like, jukes that they stole from you. Because, like, literally, the under-the-bed attack, you know, was bullshit because they took it away. Now, granted, right. I didn't know the ankle meat was – I didn't know the Achilles going to get sliced to that level, like, fucking Salt Bay levels of slicing. I wasn't ready for that. That was horrific.
Yeah,
I was like, shit. but
just not all the meat. All the meats.
You could have just like red herringed us the whole trailer, have it try to like making us think it's gonna be these kids doing some shit.
Right.
Because the kids,
what's up? Yeah, just or just like, I feel like this was a missed opportunity to make it whatever they wanted, and then it's like we got the same movie that we got last time. It's like, oh, you guys suck, but we're okay with it.
Oh yeah, yeah, but I feel like this version of Lewis Creed and this version of Judd,
yeah,
made a little bit more. It's like, because I feel like you have to see the original only to be like, all right, well, eventually they're gonna have to go to the burial ground, because it's a weird, stupid story beat that like somebody would be like, yo, what the fuck, this is crazy. Like, we're in like, where are we right now?
How did you just know about this thing?
Like, why are we on Vormir now? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why is it CG everywhere? What, like, what, why are the trees like this? Where are
we? What is it? What's that noise again? Oh, it's just the loom.
Fuck you.
That was like the scream of 10,000, like, you know, of monsters.
Yeah, this Dolby Atmos is no joke in this theater, motherfucker. There ain't no goddamn loom. Maybe with the TSX joint back in the gap, you can play that off. But I heard guttural breathing of lungs.
I heard demons. I don't know what you heard, but I heard demons.
So it was basically the Wendigo, right? Remember we were talking about the Wendigo in the... So like the Wendigo is like just getting into these bodies? Because that was... I felt like they were trying to push that in the original, but I felt like they didn't know what to do with it sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like that. Like, that might have been the reason why we didn't see what was going on. Like, there was definitely more of the, there's something dark trying to get its way through this kid. And I was like, okay, rather than, we don't know what's going to come out in the other end. And like in the first movie, it's like, it could be whatever you want. It just seems like, or, because it wasn't like, a single entity to the in this movie. Whereas in this movie, it definitely feels like Satan's on the other side of the barrier trying to fight his way through. And every time you send someone to come back, a little more piece of him comes back.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Because I like how I like how they use Zelda. I appreciated the this is probably the scariest scene for me was the dumbwaiter scene.
Mm-hmm.
Where like they did like a rehash of it, like, you know, because like brand new death, which I was like dope. Where she's all folded up in the dumbwaiter, and then like she's looking up the shaft. That's like I mm-hmm. literally, you know how you, when you get in a dog's face and they can't make eye contact with you.
Yeah,
that's how I was at the screen. I was like, I know this is gonna be bad. So I literally bitched up and turned my head to the left just a bit because I knew it was coming, and I still jumped because that was horrifying. Horrifying.
I did not find this movie scary though, mostly because I was laughing a lot more in this movie than I tend to in horror movies.
Was anybody in the theater with you?
Yeah, it was actually pretty packed. I was very surprised.
I was alone. I'm sitting in. I was alone.
No,
it was just me.
I had guys to the left and right of me, and like it was. I just kept like fucking around. Because I just like the cat just keeps showing up, and I'm just like,
oh, the Forest Whitaker cat.
In my head, the cat was more of John Voight, where he's like, I have come back to destroy you.
That he really did, like, he'd been through some shit though. Like that cat looked. Yeah. Oh man. That
he looked pissed off.
Which dead church was funnier though? Like
this church was funnier. Rather than the last church was like, no, you won't go in this house. And then it's like, nope, shut up, cat. Time for the morphine. Bye bye. And then it dies. This cat was like waiting at the top of the stairs, and Judd's like, hey, how did you get in here? And it's like, I am everywhere. I am Lucifer. I better die. And it's like, what? And then ankle meat.
Yeah, that ankle got filleted. I also appreciate the transform. Okay, before we get to that part.
Okay.
Your thoughts. Okay, so when he brought her back.
Mm-hmm.
I did appreciate the older girl only because, like, granted, they don't have the guts. They don't have the guts to take out a child.
And they're not going to do a baby. That's too much.
They don't have the guts. They can't. And I'm also sad of the omission of the funeral scene. Because that was my favorite scene in the whole original. Because that was just like the worst amount of drama possible.
Actually, the whole, like, why does Rachel's family hate Lewis? That never comes up in this movie. And I'm like,
but you sense it though. You see the dad looking at him like,
you can still see it though. You can still see it, but it's like, it's not a thing. It's not a thing that shows up. And it's like, okay.
It's Earth 2. It's like they fuck with you. It's like, he's going to say something. Because you saw how he was mugging him in the things. Like, ooh,
is I was like, what the fuck? I still don't get, like, but then at least we're not fighting over the kid's coffin.
No, I wanted it. I wanted it. I wanted him to do a German suplex into the coffin.
Just make it even worse.
Like, she just spills out and breaks in half.
JR, that's a pair of sets, bro!
Yeah, he's the pastor. Oh, dear God!
Oh, God! Ah! Damn him!
Damn him to hell!
Oh my God, so cold!
Damn it.
Here comes that sweet chin music! No.
Oh, dude. If the dad would have hit him with the sweet chin music and he flew into the coffin with the. Ah, oh, this movie would have been 8 fucking knee pads. I'm like, oh my God! Nah, man, I was sad about that. That was one of my favorite scenes because it was just gut wrenching to have
sad.
That little baby hand pop out. And then,
like, afterwards, the mom, Rachel's like holding the bloody dolly that she just got for her birthday, and I'm like, wow, you guys are going just that's dark.
You know what though? I appreciated the story they told with like how she died, how Ellie got murked, because also. having a psychic baby kid, I feel like was like less annoying.
Yeah, because you don't get the red bum kind of nonsense.
Right, and it didn't make the parents seem as stupid either.
Right.
Like, they seem a little bit more competent. So, like, the way they set it up is like, okay, he caught Gage, so he's not that shit of a dad, but the, you know, church set up old girl to get blasted. And, like, I like how they show the, what the tanker was carrying, basically just, like if God was playing pool, and he was going to sink this child's head in the corner pocket. That's basically what happened. Because I love how when he's walking around the corner, I like the shot of her spilling over on the other side and her hands are covered in blood.
Right.
I was like, yo. And then, like, you see the rung of the ladder covered in blood. I was like, okay, so she just got cracked in the skull. Like, it's blunt force trauma to, like, the nth degree.
Yeah. All the meats.
All the face. And wah! God damn, I was unsettled looking at her, dude, when she came back. Oh.
I kept trying not to laugh.
You're the worst.
I really, because I am the worst. Because in my brain, it doesn't do horror. It does comedy. It does it takes things that are scary and it laughs at it.
You only okay. If the Forest Whitaker, the baby Forest skit didn't exist from Key and Peele,
I would have. I immediately thought of Ghost Dog too. So I was like. So the actor Forrest Whitaker would not have to exist.
That is
if I've never seen Whitaker, I would have been like, okay, wow, something wrong with her face.
So even the bathtub scene when he's like brushing her hair, like, you weren't creeped the fuck out?
No, it was like wow. I was waiting for her to like snap at him because he's just like. He's yanking. I was cringing at that because I'm seeing him pull at hair on dead flesh, and it just. I was like, oh Jesus. Yeah, and I was like, oh, the mortician did a really good job. You know, with staples and shit.
He did a fantastic job. I was ready for her head to peel back, but like, okay, even when he put her to bed, not creeped out at all.
No, I mean. I'm not afraid. I am weirded out. I am like
unsettled,
cringy. Unsettled. Yes.
Okay. I don't mean like this is the most terrifying thing ever, but it's like, yo. No,
but then I'm unsettled, and then she looks directly at the camera, and I'm thinking, God, yeah. I'm not mama's milk, and I was like, son of a bitch.
that's you're the worst. You're the worst. I was not even thinking about your boy Forrest. I was just too busy thinking about her head's caved in. That's where the ladder hit. And that's the best that dude could do. The mortician. Like, he did a
I do appreciate Judd coming over the next morning after his Cardi B special and just like I just like, what happened last night, Lewis?
Oh, man. Then that creepy ass smile Lewis was giving. I was like, bro, kicking the door, John Lithgow.
Yeah.
Kicking the fucking door. I appreciate the shape shifting. What's the face was doing?
Ellie was doing. Like, Ellie went like, roar.
But bringing up the wife
sucks cocks in hell, and I was like, yes,
pretty much.
That's the movie I was waiting for.
Pretty much, I was like, this is dope, you know. And then like, I love how John Lithgow breaks the character of the sweet old man. Like, bitch, you can fucking try. And he just tries to get the gun. I was like, whoa, and that got violent quick. That was
like, this is a weird child versus old man fight, but I'm into it now.
Totally into it, and it didn't feel okay. Because when 80, 86 or 89, Joe, whatever year that was, when that version of Judd got a knife, it just seemed weird. Are you going to have a knife fight with this baby?
Yeah.
I prefer you just get a gun so you can put down the creature versus we're gonna tie our wrists together and I'm going to fucking swing this baby around and stab him. Mm-mm. I would love to see that. But, I really appreciated the mom angle. I appreciated Pascal just being...
like, he was barely in this movie. Just enough to push the story along. And I was like, I'm good with that. That's perfect.
You didn't need him at all, necessarily. But, like...
really, you didn't. But, like, we got a little bit more like, oh, like, creepiness added onto it. Just like little sprinkles, but not a lot.
Also, the more of a mysterious follow me versus get up, man, put your clothes on, let's go. You know?
Get in the woods.
Yeah, with the stupid ass shorts and shit. Like I appreciate, you know, very subtle, subdued dead Pascal ghost. Like, I appreciate it. Yeah. And him by him, quote unquote, you know, talking to the kid, terrifying this kid this entire time.
Yeah.
So it's like, kid is just not okay. So I'm just like, that's cool. Okay, kids, these dead people, Sixth Sense bullshit going on, fine. I appreciate the mom. The hug your daughter scene. Again, why?
That.
Why would you ruin that in the trailer? Why?
I don't know.
Because, like, I'm going to grade this movie, like, in spite of the trailer. But fuck you, trailer. Like, fuck the executives. Like,
we want to show a lot of creepiness. I'm like, well, you're going to ruin a lot of the movie.
First of all, you already win. Literally play on the tropes of what you think is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, play on that. Like, oh yeah, it's going to be the same shit. Because, like, people who saw this movie are the same people who are going to see it regardless.
Right.
You're not gonna get a new group of people. Like, if you kept your fucking mouth shut and there was a word of mouth of a buzz and, like, oh, you know, shit didn't happen the way it did, more people might come. But you shot your wad like a dumbass. Like, idiot. Yeah,
that's fair.
Because the hug your daughter part, I mean, at least cut that out.
Yeah, that one doesn't need to be there at all.
That was terrifying. That's terrifying. And, like, I was just like, oh, this is... Because I love the fact that it was completely different rather than the baby, like, beelining to Judd, killing him first, and then it's like the mom just wanders into death and that's a wrap. And you don't get to see the interaction between... Oh, yeah, then also... Props to what's her face? Not dressed up as a fucking different baby. That was weird. That little weird.
Yeah. So like, it's the same dress she outfit. Was buried in. So it's like,
oh, she was doing a Nutcracker dance. You weren't creeped out?
Yeah. Okay. That was I was like, what the? Or she like starts tearing up the house and shit. I was like, what the fuck?
That was fucking terrifying. It's fucking terrifying.
Demon Joker's coming out.
Because you made a huge mistake. That's a huge mistake. Like, you should have known better. But, like, also I appreciate them, like, kind of hinting at, like, okay, well, the place calls to you. Like, it makes you do dumb shit. So I was like, fine. Thank you for just explaining that a little bit better. Because, like, why the fuck would Judd take you out that way? It was like, he fell in love with a little girl. He didn't want her to be sad. The place, like, played tricked on him. Because he's already been exposed to the place. So the place, like, played on his grief to have him do that.
Right.
So he was compelled to do it. So that's fine. And then because, Lewis dumbass was a part of that shit, he was already driven by the crap. And I appreciate the mom in her final moments with the kid when she was getting stabbed up. That was horrific to watch. I appreciate the stop calling me mommy.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Not my kid, you fuck piece of shit.
I was okay.
I don't like mommy either.
Yeah, it's all right. Fuck you then. Stab. They're like, oof. Oof. And then, like, warning Lewis, please don't be a dumbass.
Don't bury me in there. I was like, bury me in that place. And I was like, that's pretty dumb. Whoa. She's like, I don't want to come back. No matter what you do, don't send me back.
Don't be an idiot, Lewis. But your thoughts on his ending, man?
I was like, all right, I'm with you. I'm on board with this. It's just as dark as the last one, but if not even darker. Like,
less gross for sure.
Yeah, it's less gross, but it's definitely like, and now we're gonna add everyone into this damn thing. Like, we're gonna be a family again. I was like, oh
yeah. The car door opening. I was just like, man, I wish I was in here with a crowd just to hear their like reaction. I had like a Human Centipede 2 flashback. Like, just babies and cars and their fates unknown. I mean, you know, Gage is fucked. So let's keep it real.
Yeah, Gage is dead.
Gage is good as dead. But, I appreciated the ending, but god damn, did it feel like... I don't know. It felt oddly unearned, but at the same time, probably not. It's probably because I already went through the rigmarole of the first movie.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, all right, well, I appreciate y'all taking this route, because honestly, that's the kind of mood I'm in. Fuck everybody.
Right.
You know? Especially because, you know, and I appreciate the family seeming more competent. I liked how the mom wasn't just like, you do it, Lewis. You know what I mean? Like, it was more like...
Yeah, there was... I was definitely, like, in my notes, it was right now, I was like, yeah, that's how you guys be a couple. That's how you act like a couple. You guys talk it over. Even with the answer with the kid, it's like, what happens when you die? Dad puts in a little bit, mom puts in a little bit. And it's like, and you both have a complimentary answer. As long as you're a good person, you should be fine. And I was like, I get that. Cool. You guys are working as a team to raise this family. And so when the family breaks, I'll even be more emotionally invested when that shit happens.
Even post conversation argument, I'm like, that's realistic, that's fine. Like, yeah, you know, like, y'all came to consensus, quote unquote, but y'all both were holding your arguments for later. And I was like, this is okay, I'm liking this, rather than what was that when I was over here, like, listening to y'all and not jumping in and doing anything on my end. It's like, it's like, what the fuck? And you know,
why are you telling her things? And I'm like, well, because I'm her father and you're her mother, and maybe you should say something else. I don't know,
right?
Be part of this family.
You know, props to the Zelda angle, but at the same time, if you're, like, super traumatized, why would you go back home to that dumb
woman? That was the other thing. I was like, why, after the grief that you're going to experience by losing your child, you're going to go back to the one place you were haunted as by a child, and that's right. Going to be the safe haven. Why would you not go anywhere else?
Dude, that'd be the last place. You don't have any,
like, girlfriends that you know? Like, I'm going to Teresa's house and staying there for a couple weeks. Away from this nonsense. We're selling this whole fucking barn and we're getting out of Dodge.
Also, it was like the dumbwaiter is still in the house. Like, why would you? Yeah. Why are you keeping the dumbwaiter? Parents, your daughter got folded up like laundry in that bitch.
It's like, what? Why
I would not that keep that?
Covered in wallpaper, or why didn't you guys move?
Yeah, I would either moved or had. Yeah, I would just moved because fuck tearing it down, because it still just goes to that. Just the whole situation's trash.
Yeah, like, just sell it. I feel like this whole movie could have been fixed with a lot of realtor, like a realtor who's like, all right, so we have a 4-bedroom apartment and a dumbwaiter system. You can take that out or you can leave it in. It's up to you. Don't mind the noises. It's just the pipes. Get out. That's just the pipes.
You go suck a dick. You can suck my pipes. And we're out. But nah,
this
man.
This wall is covered in blood, but that's just a part of the aesthetic of it. I'm sure that could be fixed with some wallpaper.
Honestly, though, like Zelda's a fucking X factor for this movie. Mm-hmm.
I wanted more of the Wendigo, though.
Yeah, I did too, but I feel like it's just, you know, you just have to kind of run with it and just use the implications as far as why are they spreading the dead, you know, the dead coming back disease, you know, across the fam. Like, that's the Wendigo doing it. And right. Like, you could see him too in the distance, like kind of like beating off in the distance, like, yeah, do it. You did see him?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
kill him. Kill.
Make all the dumb mistakes. Fuck it.
Give me another one. Give me some more meat.
Dumbass. All the dumb decisions. Yes. Mm.
Foolish. Feed me. Feed me more souls. No.
God. I'm so glad a black family didn't move in.
I know, right? They would have left by now.
Fuck how so cheap the rent is. Rent got to be stupid cheap. Anyway, also the initial scene of, like, the crime scene before the movie started, that was pointless. That was a pointless maneuver.
I was like, yeah, why did you do that? I guess just to, like,
there's no reason. There was no real reason. I saw
that. Oh, then so that's when it started, because the Rick and Morty scene came up in my head, and I was just like, oh, come on, why did you start the movie a year in advance? Just to rewind back, and I'm just like, oh, come on.
Yeah. Also, I finally started season 2. I like how he was one of the, where they split the dimensions, like different timelines.
Yeah.
And he was, like, referencing something, and they were laughing. So, oh, you guys like that? You like that? Yeah, I made him up. Make up your own fucking minds. I was just like, oh, shit. That was... classic. But yeah, let's give it this shit our verdict, huh?
Yep.
I'm gonna give it one knee pad.
I'm gonna go ahead and give, I'll agree with that, one knee pad sounds good.
Yeah, I'll give it one knee pad. Like, it maybe it's hard not to get mad about the trailer, man. The trailer took a lot of heat off of this movie, man.
Yeah. Like, somebody asked me which one, like, I saw a poll, which one was better, 89 or this one, and I was like, I feel like this one's a little bit better. It has a more consistent storyline, and everyone kind of clicks together. The acting's on par. Better, it doesn't have any goofy parts apart about it.
Oh, compared to the other movie. The cat eating the steak and dying. That was, like, the dumbest.
Right.
That took a lot of...
None of that happens in this movie, and I'm just like, I'm good with all that being gone.
Yeah, no ragdoll baby getting thrown around while a body hangs. You know, that took a lot of mustard out of it. Having a child really, really try to kill you is also terrifying.
Yeah. And, like, not just, like, kill you with, well, maybe two or three stabs. I mean, fucking stab you to death.
Yeah, like, it's a squirrel with a chainsaw. Like, it's bad. It's bad, bad, bad. The bathtub scene, putting her to bed, I thought that whole sequence was that was definitely a major key. The role reversal of the meningitis of the mom waking up in the bed all fucked up.
Ooh, that was nightmares fuel right there.
Yeah, like the back shattering and shit. Like, all, I mean, and it's was weird for me is like the whole Zelda sequence is really kind of inconsequential technically.
It really is.
Like, that's its own movie.
Doesn't play into the part of the movie.
It's its own movie. Like, it's two movies in one.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, the dead people coming back, you could literally just do a movie about Zelda. The Legend of Zelda. That's true, too. Stephen King's Legend of Zelda.
Stephen King's Legend of Zelda. I would actually, yeah.
Yep, that's the title of the episode. But, yeah, man, you know, but yeah, one EPAD for sure. Joe Grizzles, I'm gonna have to. Who would be the Grizzly? You know, fuck that. The daughter, Ellie's. Yeah. Ellie's the Grizzly.
Ellie's the Grizzly.
That chick acted her fucking ass off.
Everything she did was awesome, and I was like, all right, I'm in.
Believe her as a little girl. She wasn't obnoxious at all, and then when she came back, it was like, oof. Oof, she played it. She laid it on thick, but I didn't care. I loved how, just you fucked up, Lewis. You fucked up. I appreciate it's the. Like, also, like the when the baby was waking up out of bed, I thought that was funny because like that's exactly what it would look like. I'm glad y'all didn't do it.
Yep.
Thank you for making that point. Fine. I know y'all don't have the guts to kill a kid, but at the same time, this kid's not like the best actor. Yeah. Yeah,
you know, Lewis, whatever was done can still be undone. And I was like, Jesus, are you advocating just shooting this kid in the face? Because
yes,
pretty dark.
Hey, man, you. Look, the wife ain't there yet. They can pretend that shit never fucking happened because that was a mistake. Right. It's a goddamn mistake. Also,
Marker this whole thing.
I wish they'd address the embalming part again. Like, I know the back of the head and yada yada yada, but come on, man.
Yeah,
embalming is a big fucking deal, dude. It's a big deal. It's a big, big deal. Like, I don't know, but I guess that'd be too. I guess it's too hardcore showing the embalming scars. Too left field. They just do the back of the head to keep it simple because that bath should have been 10 times more horrifying if it was a Brandon Lyles directed movie.
Oh god,
sorry.
Oh. No, because I was just thinking about American Gods and like how like when she first comes back and she's been embalmed and she had like she was vomiting all that shit at Ooh. First.
I haven't seen that. That sounds awesome.
It's gross.
I only seen the scene where Orlando Jones was talking to the guys on slave ship. And I was just like,
I love that scene. It's the best scene.
I was like, if I'm not getting that every 5 minutes, I don't know if I'm gonna watch this show. But like,
no, it's not like that every 5 minutes. But
so good.
But like. I like, oh, you know, in the book, I fucking hate. No, wait. In the book, I felt sorry for her in a little bit, but in the show, I fucking hate her. Because it's like, you knew better. You knew better.
It's about American Gods?
Yeah, American Gods.
Oh, I'm behind on it. Because that's a Showtime, okay. Right?
It's on Stars. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I got
it. It's coming back season 2. I think this Sunday, which is odd. It's coming back before Easter.
I mean, Thrones is coming up, bro. Like that's
I know. Gotta get that out of the way. Well, no one's gonna watch us after Thrones comes back.
I ain't watch anything if Thrones come back.
You're watching Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, that's it. We made our quota, guys. But yeah, definitely go catch the movie, man. If you haven't seen it yet, I would highly recommend it. It's a fun watch. Actually, yeah, if you listen to this, what the fuck's wrong with you? You should have seen it by now. But yeah, it wasn't like I wasn't edging my seat. I was kind of like just like waiting on a story beach to go by. So I probably wouldn't watch this again.
No, I would not. I definitely, if I had to watch Pet Sematary, I would just give this one to somebody who's never seen it. And then exactly. Just like, what'd you think? I was like, oh, man, it's creepy. And yeah, there's an older version, but it's kind of goofier.
Oh,
like,
so you would tell them to watch this one and that's it? Because I feel like you should do it the way we did it. It's old and then new.
No, because like I feel like this movie would scare the shit out of somebody had they never seen the first Pet Sematary.
Maybe in reverse. Like, I feel like both of them matter, man. I feel like them together, they have to coexist. Like, that's why I like Earth 2,
Pet Sematary. And then it's like, and then if they like, if you really want to watch the other one and see what you like. And it's like, they'll watch the other one and they'll see the new one and be terrified, but then they'll see how goofy it looks and like they'll start laughing. It's like, this is weird.
Right. Yeah. All right, guys, we will catch y'all next week when we do the other Captain Marvel, Shazam.
Yeah!
All right, catch you guys later.